next speaker, and he will present me about the Univo operating system. Please take it away.
Hello everyone. I'm Francesco, and I'm the committer representative of the Oniro project, and I would like to introduce you to Oniro. So, what is Oniro? Oniro is a project, open source project managed by the Eclipse Foundation. And when we started Oniro, we wanted to create a truly open and global ecosystem. And one of our key principles was to not reinvent the wheel. So therefore, we built on top of the foundation of Open Harmony, which is a project incubated by the Open Atom Foundation in China. Both projects share the same goal of building an interoperable operating system and focusing on respecting privacy to build a platform for smart devices, IoT, and now mobile. So this collaboration agreement between the two foundations brings together the expertise of the global open source development. And the Oniro architecture builds on top of the solid foundation of Open Harmony to enhance and expand its capabilities, tailoring it for global and market needs, while ensuring IP compliance with advanced IP toolchain. Open Harmony offers a broad range of solutions supporting various form factors, from resource-constrained real-time IoT devices to more powerful devices like phones and tablets. And this demonstrates its flexibility among different use cases and its scalability. And globally, Open Harmony is growing as a platform for smart devices. It powers projects like Huawei's Harmony OS Next, which demonstrates Open Harmony scalability. And Open Harmony success is reflecting in over 300 products on the market and more than 7,000 contributors and over 100 million lines of code. So by building on this foundation, Oniro seeks to be an open and community-driven mobile ecosystem that provides an alternative to platforms that currently dominate the market, like Android, for example. Open Harmony primary language for developed applications is RTS, which is an extension of TypeScript. It's a compiled language optimized for Open Harmony. And to support developers, we are expanding it to support React Native as well, and to enable cross-platform development and support existing applications without major rewrites. And a crucial part of the expansion of the app ecosystem is also the Oniro App Store, which already offers popular applications like SoundCloud, Telegram, and Discord. And our long-term goal is to provide an open source alternative to existing app stores that currently dominate the market and giving developers more choice in an open and secure ecosystem. While Open Harmony has demonstrated versatility, we are expanding this by providing dedicated hardware solutions to developers. And this initiative focuses on delivering a European phone for a European mobile OS open source, and which is fully committed to privacy and open source principles. And the Oniro developer phone is designed with European regulatory requirements in mind and aims to be a developer-friendly device where developers can test and deploy their innovations. This phone complements already available developer boards like the Raspberry Pi and others to enhance the ecosystem with more mobile portability. And our collaboration with Vola has been crucial in the development of this device. And Vola is known for their contribution in open source hardware, like the Vola X23, and also supported various Linux-based OSs, such as Ubuntu Touch, and now extends their expertise onto Oniro. However, building an open source mobile platform isn't without any challenges. Most hardware today depends on closed source proprietary Android drivers. And to overcome this, we use a compatibility layer called libhybris. Alfred already gave a detailed explanation of it, so I will be short. So libhybris works by translating function calls from glibc-based systems to Android's proprietary libraries that use Bionic. And it overrides key symbols and dynamically links Android libraries such as libgl and libgles with and libgraalloc, enabling GPU acceleration and other hardware features. This layered approach allows Unir to take advantage of hardware features locked behind proprietary Android drivers without compromising our open source principles. Adapting these drivers to Unir has required some technical work. And since libhybris is originally designed for glibc-based systems, we had to adapt it to work with Mazul, which is a lightweight C library used in Unir. And this involves reworking driver support and update also system dependencies, aligning also with OpenHarmony Clang LLVM toolchain. So we can look at this diagram to better understand how it works. At the top, we have Mazul based Unir, including applications and render service compositor. And libhybris sits in between this layer and the Android libraries, handling symbol overriding, dynamically linking, and providing wrappers to EGL and graalloc. And below that, Android's proprietary libraries handle direct communication with the hardware, using Bionic libc to facilitate native hardware access. Now let's talk about what we've achieved so far and what's coming next. We've successfully applied Unir patches on top of the Linux kernel, including support for HDF, which is the hardware driver foundations used in OpenHarmony, which simplifies drivers development across different hardware platforms. And another milestone in Unir is the system is running now on the on a LXE container. And we've successfully enabled display output using DRM. We can now render graphics, which is crucial for the functional user interface. And at the same time, we're working on setting up the system environment and managing library dependencies to ensure everything runs smoothly on Mazul. So next step is to enable other critical subsystems like audio, sensors, and telephony to make a system usable on mobile hardware. And we plan to improve compatibility with between Android's proprietary libraries and Unir Mazul-based environment. And we also are refining compatibility with LLVM-based toolchain used by OpenHarmony, and ensure ABI compatibility. We're also aiming to collaborate more with hardware vendors like Vola and other partners to ensure better open source support with devices. So all these efforts bring us closer to an open source mobile OS. So we still have work ahead, but progress is steady. So Unir is not just about a phone, but it's a vision of a future of an open source software on mobile, and it aims to be a fully open and privacy respecting alternative. And our collaboration with both OpenHarmony and other open source communities such as React Native and Servo and more strengthens the ecosystem. Finally, I invite you to join the project to build this future together for an open, secure, and adaptable platform. You can find the repositories on GitHub, and so anyone can contribute to local projects to create a global impact with Unir by also upstreaming the innovation to OpenHarmony. So thank you. So yes, the can you repeat the question, please?
You mentioned ArcGIS is the language in which
So the question is that if ArcGIS is open source. So yes, it's open source. Both the developers' tools and the runtime that runs on top of OpenHarmony. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, the time is up. Let's thank him once again.
Thank you.